下午的聚会要继续上午的主题。
And for this afternoon, our topic will be a continuation from the one from this morning.
这个主题是今生与来生的道理。
And the topic is the truth regarding the present and the future.
下午是要讲第八个单元。
And for this afternoon, we'll touch on part 8 of this topic.
那第八个单元呢？是摩西跟先知的话。
And so regarding this part 8 of the topic, we are going to touch upon Moses and the words of the prophet.
请看路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
二十九节。
Luke 16:29。
路加福音十六章二十九节。
Luke chapter 16:29。
亚伯拉罕说：“他们有摩西和先知的话可以听。”
Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them."
这是才子在阴间受痛苦，看到他的祖先亚伯拉罕在肉眼里面。
So over here, we touch upon the parable of the rich man and how when he was suffering in the Hades, he saw Moses, he saw Abraham and also Moses and the prophets.
又看到他再生所认识的拉撒路跟他的祖先亚伯拉罕在一起非常温暖。
And he also saw the beggar Lazarus that he knew when he was alive in the world, who was now in the bosom of Abraham.
他就大声的呼喊他的祖先亚伯拉罕。
And so therefore this rich man, he cried out loud to his father Abraham.
所以让我们知道，人在来世的时候，无论是在阴间或者是在肉眼里面，都互相可以通话的。
So therefore this allows us to have a glimpse of what will happen in the future. Whether you end up in heaven or in Hades, you can actually have communication with one another.
那这个才子非常痛苦，就邀请他的祖先差遣这个拉撒路呢拿一点点的水来凉凉他的舌头。
So over here we see how this rich man, he was in torment and he was begging for him, for Father Abraham to have a dip of water for him to cool his tongue.
那他的祖先亚伯兰就说真的不好意思了，因为你跟我之间有一个深渊限定。
But however, Abraham told this rich man that I'm sorry, I cannot heed to your request because there is this huge barrier between the two of us.
这个深渊到底是不是我们物质上所看的那个深谷的那种深渊？
So this kind of great gulf that separated the two realms is beyond our imagination. It's not like the cliff edges that we see in the natural world.
这是在灵界里面呢，有神的全能限制。
But rather, this great gulf is set in the spiritual realm, and it is set by God. It has a very deep spiritual boundary that separates the two worlds.
所以这种限制呢，在肉眼跟阴间没有办法来往。
So therefore, that is this line of boundary that cuts off Hades and heaven.
但是可以对话，互相对话。
But yet the people from these two worlds, they can actually communicate with one another.
所以这个才子就要求他的祖先亚伯拉罕让这个拉撒路再复活回到世间。
So therefore, this rich man, he was requesting Father Abraham to allow Lazarus the beggar to resurrect so that he can go back to the world.
因为他还有五个兄弟还在世间，还没死。
Because this rich man, he has five more brothers who are still alive and who is not dead yet.
请拉撒路复活回到世间去告诉他们说要信耶稣要敬畏神才可以
So therefore, he was begging Father Abraham to allow Lazarus to be alive and to get resurrected so that he can send the message to his five brothers.
那亚伯兰又回答说不必这样了，因为世间有这个摩西跟先知的话。
But Abraham replied to him saying that There is no need to do so because in the world, they have the message of Moses and the prophets.
他们一定有机会可以听到神的道理啊。
And his five brothers would definitely have the opportunity to hear the message.
到底人死后呢，有没有终结？是有的哈。
So therefore, this allows us to understand that even though we may be dead, but we do still have consciousness.
那人死了，是不是可以跟世界的人在互相通话？不可以。
But also it allows us to understand that once you are dead, your communication with the living world is cut off completely.
但现在世界上有一些行邪术的人，他说有办法引世界的引这个阴间的人跟世界的人来通话。
But however, we know of people who practice sorcery or witchcraft, they can actually call back the spirit of the dead so that the living people can communicate with the dead.
根据主耶稣在 这边所说的这个故事啊，让我们知道是不可能。
But however, from this parable, that Jesus mentioned over here, we know that we cannot communicate with the dead.
但实际上却有人有这种经验过。
But yet, in actual fact, you may hear of stories of people who have such personal experiences of speaking to the dead.
借着邪术邪灵的方法，但我们把它认为是这个是魔鬼的一种伎俩，一种工作。
And they are able to do so because they go through mediums, they go through witchcraft, and so it's actually the work of the devil.
他也可以扮演属气的人的模样跟声音。
And that these people who practice sorcery, they can pretend that they have the voices of the dead.
所以魔鬼的伎俩，他的这个作为是有时候我们想象不到的。
So therefore, the work of the devil, a lot of time, is very conniving, is beyond our understanding.
那有关这个人死后呢，就是我们有敬畏神的人就到乐园去。
And so for those of us who revere God, after we die, we will end up in a place called paradise.
这是主耶稣啊，对那个十字架上的跟他同钉十字架的强盗所说的话。
And this reminds us of the words of Jesus on the cross when he was talking to the other robber that today you will be with me in paradise.
所以你今天就要与我到乐园去。
That today you will go with me and we will be in paradise together.
所以主耶稣死后呢，他就到乐园，但三天再复活。
And so therefore, after Jesus died, he was in paradise before he resurrected.
那因为这样呢，就引起在这个神学界方面的讨论了，有很多内容。
And because of the crucifixion, there is a lot of debate among the theologians.
在主耶稣在乐园坐三天，在那边干什么
？And the theologians are debating as to what Jesus was doing during the 3 days.
有一些神学家就引这个彼得前书的这一段话来做参考。
And some people, they even refer to what was recorded in 1 Peter for the sake of their argument.
请看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
18节19节。
Verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Verse 19. By whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison.
彼得在这边说，基督，他一次的死是为我们的罪来受苦的。
So Peter was saying that Christ had suffered once and for all for the sake of our sins.
主耶稣是没有罪的人，所以他是完全的义人，就义代替不义，就是我们这些不义的世人。
And because our Lord Jesus Christ, he is completely sinless. And for a sinless man to die for the sinners, it is the just for the unjust.
借着十字架的救恩，就可以让我们就是信耶稣的人把我们带到神的面前。
And it's for the sake of the redemption on the cross that allow us believers of Christ that we can be brought before God.
彼得说，按着肉体，主耶稣死了。
Here Peter said that according to the flesh, Jesus Christ was put to death.
但是按着灵性呢，他再复活。
But however, according to the Spirit, Jesus was made alive.
那他复活这一段时间，这三天的空间，他在哪里？
So after Jesus was resurrected, during that 3 days of gap, where was he?
有一些神学家就根据十九节说，他借着他的灵去传福音在那些阴间的人。
So over here, some theologians argue for the fact that in verse 19, during that 3 days after Jesus was crucified and he resurrected, he was actually preaching to the spirits in prison, those who were being bound.
这种奥秘的事情不要去一直把它强解释是这样的。
But however, we need to take a step back and realize that these kind of mysterious happenings is not for us to try to interpret.
有没有可能呢？
Because is it possible actually?
我们不要说可有，也不要说不可以。
And on our part, we cannot really say yes or no.
因为圣经有很多奥秘的事情，不是属于人的权限。
Because there's a lot of mystery that is recorded in the Bible that's really beyond our understanding.
这种权限是在神，不是在人，所以我们不要去追究这些奥秘的事情。
So a lot of the authority behind the answer to this mystery lies in God and not in us. So we should not try to interpret by our own mind.
圣经有一些奥秘的事情没有办法解释啊。
Because there's too many mysteries in the Bible that is beyond our explanation.
不要查考很多的书强解，不要这样。
And do not try to use your own will to interpret a lot of the things in the Bible.
也不必为了这个祷告求主耶稣启示，绝对不要。
And also, it's not even necessary for you to ask in prayer to ask God to give you the answer to all these mysteries.
因为撒旦会借这个机会来告诉你。
Because it will leave a chance for the devil to work in you.
请看《生命记》二十九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 29.
二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord of our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
隐秘的事情永远是属神的，这是神的权限。
Here it says that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, and that is, all these secret mysteries are in the authority of God forever.
明显容易了解的事情，可以看得到、摸得到，这些呢，永远是属于我们人的权限。
But rather, those things that are being revealed before our eyes, they belong to us and to our children forever.
还有我们的祖祖孙孙的权限。
And it also extends to our descendants and our generations that follow.
我们只要来遵循神的律法，神的这些话就好。
And our mere duty is but to follow the words of the law of God.
那人如果要知道肉眼跟阴间的事情，就是有人从死里复活也不见得会告诉你的。
So as human beings, if we try to understand the matters that pertain to paradise or to Hades, or whether the spirits of the dead were to come back and communicate to us, is really beyond our boundary.
我们教会一些神迹奇事中间属灵复活很多啊。
And as we all know, we have also witnessed many miracles of resurrection of those people who were dead who made alive in our church.
这些从死里再复活的人，你问他，你死了的时候怎么样啊？情形他不知道，不会告诉你。
And even if you were to have a chance to ask someone who resurrected from the dead to talk about his experience when he was actually in the world of the death, there was no way he can tell you.
我们教会死里复活那个时间都很短，死去几个小时啊。没有死去好几天再复活，没有了。
Because a lot of the miracles that we witness in our church, a lot of these people who resurrected from death, they actually were dead for only a couple of hours and not a couple of days.
人死去超过三天再复活，除了主耶稣以外，还有在世界上伯大尼那边 有一个也是叫拉撒路。
And there are only two actual cases of people who resurrected from the dead after 3 days. And one is the case of Lord Jesus Christ, and another one is another person, Lazarus, from Bethany.
那有关这个呢，我等一下会讲。
So regarding this point, I will touch upon it later.
亚伯拉罕告诉这个财主说，啊，有摩西跟先知的话可以听。
Because Abraham told Lazarus that he told the rich man that they have Moses and the prophets who can hear the message.
摩西那个五经就是从创世纪到这个民数记，这个摩西五经哈。
And as we all know, the five books of Moses span from Genesis to the book of Deuteronomy.
再下来还有很多先知的话
，and then followed by the words of the prophets.
但是亚伯兰所说的摩西跟先知的话，就是包括这个旧约的圣经。
So therefore, over here when they talk about Moses and the prophets, they are referring to the Old Testament.
请看约翰福音五章三十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter
5. 五章三十九节。
John 5, verse 39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
人要查考圣经，这个圣经是指的旧约圣经，不是新约的。
So over here, the scriptures, for them to search, this scripture refers to the Old Testament.
所以摩西跟先知的话呢，就是指的旧约圣经。
So therefore, when we talk about Moses and the prophets, we are actually referring to the law in the Old Testament.
所以旧约圣经也有介绍天国的事情。
Because in the Old Testament, they also talk about the heavenly kingdom.
旧约圣经也有预言，先知预言到有关主耶稣要来世界的事情。
And the Old Testament also talk about prophecies of the coming Messiah who's about to come.
所以主耶稣说：“查考圣经呐、啊，啊，因为里面有永生。”
Therefore, Jesus said that you search the scriptures, that is the Old Testament, because in them you think you can find eternal life.
里面有很多为主耶稣所见证的内容。
Because the content of the scriptures, and that is the Old Testament, a lot of them would testify of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，啊，否认这些啊摩西跟先知的话的人。
So therefore, those people who actually deny the message of Moses and the prophets,
审判的时候,
when the day of judgment come,
摩西会代表这些先知出来讲话来控告,
and that Moses will represent all the prophets and that he will come out and accuse you.
请看同这一章的四十五节,
and let's look at the same chapter, verse 45.Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father.
Verse 45
to verse 47. Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. Verse 46. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. Verse 47. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?
摩西会代表的这些先知出来控告这些不相信的人。
Because Moses, he will represent on behalf of all the prophets to come out and accuse the unbelievers.
所以不信耶稣的人将来啊，还是在审判台前呢，啊，没有话可说的。
So therefore, all those people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, they will be speechless on the day of judgment.
所以不信摩西跟先知的话呢，当然啊，啊，他就不信耶稣了。
So if you do not believe in Moses and the prophets, then you will not believe in the words of Jesus Christ.
但是呢，啊，这些文士、法利赛人，他们是相信先知，又相信摩西所说的话。
But however, for the scribes and the Pharisees, they both believe in Moses and the words of the prophets.
那为什么不相信耶稣啊？
But why is it that they do not believe in Jesus Christ?
这就是在宗教界行政上的权力导致于他们这样的。
And a lot of them happen to become unbelievers because of the religious authority that they hold in their days.
为了维护 犹太教的兴旺跟前途。
And for them, their priority was to hold on to that of Judaism and its future.
故意来否认主耶稣啊。
Therefore, they intentionally deny Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣还在世的时候，有很多神迹奇事摆在他们面前，他们就是强要把他否认掉。
So therefore, even though when Jesus Christ was walking alive in the world, these Pharisees and scribes, they saw the miracles he performed, but yet they deny it.
所以亚伯拉罕就告诉那个才子啊，说不必让拉撒路复活了，因为呢，有复活的人去告诉你那五个兄弟，他们还是不信的啦。
So therefore, Abraham told the rich man that there is no need for Lazarus to be resurrected, because if they do not hear from Moses and the prophets, they will not hear from the dead.
请看路加福音十六章三十一节。
Let's turn to Luke 16, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31, but he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one who rose from the dead.
亚伯兰说啊，不听摩西跟先知的话。
Abraham said that if they do not hear Moses and the prophets,
真的有一个人从死里复活再回到世界去告诉他，他还是不信啊。
And even though truly one were to rise from the dead to persuade them, they will not believe anyway.
犹太人在世的时候，大多数的人都很注重神迹啊。
And the Jewish people, they focus a great deal on miracles.
他们也求主耶稣显神迹给他们看，来证明他是弥赛亚。
They also requested Lord Jesus Christ to perform miracles in order to prove the evidence that he is the Messiah.
好几次，主耶稣的回答就让我们知道。
So many times the reply from Lord Jesus will allow us to understand.
我们请看马太福音十二章三十八节。
Let's turn to Matthew 12, verse 38.
马太福音十二章三十八节。
Matthew 12, verse 38.Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you.
文士和法利赛人是当时犹太教的神学家。
Because in those days, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were the religious theologians of their days.
他们请耶稣显神迹给他们看。
And they actually demand a sign from Lord Jesus Christ for them to see.
耶稣说：“邪恶淫乱的时代，不配啊，不配求看神迹啊。”
But Jesus answered them, saying that you are such an evil generation looking for a sign, and that you are not worthy to see a sign.
除了尼尼微城那些谦卑的人啊，才配看到这个耶拿的神迹啊。
That only the humble men of Nineveh they can actually have the privilege to see miracles.
强求神迹不是神的美意，不是。
Because if you demand a sign from God, it is not out of the will of God.
我们再看十六章第一节。
Let's turn to 16.
马太十六章第一节。
Matthew 16, verse 1. Matthew 16, verse 1. Then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and testing him.Ask that he would show them a sign from heaven.
法利赛人跟撒都该人也是当时的神学家，不同派的神学家。
And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were also theologians of different sector of religion in those days.
撒都该人这一学派呢，不相信有天使，不相信有这个复活的事情。
And the Sadducees, they hold on to the belief that there is no such thing as angels or resurrection of the dead.
神学观念不一样。
They have a different theological perspective.
但是呢，他们为了要试探耶稣，就联合起来。
But however, in order for them to test the Lord Jesus, these two different sects actually came together.
请耶稣显神迹给他们看。
And they both demand miracles from Jesus.
耶稣的回答还是一样，你们不配啊，不配。
Again, Jesus told them that you're not worthy to see a sign from me.
再看约翰福音第二章十八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章十八节。
John chapter 2, verse 18. So the Jews answered and said to him, What sign do you show to us, since you do these things?
除了这些神学家以外，还有犹太很多的百姓。
Other than the theologians from the Pharisees and the Sadducees, there are also many Jewish people around them.
他们这些好几代的犹太教的这个宗族的信徒都要求看神迹啊。
And a lot of these fervent believers of Judaism, they are all demanding a sign.
只要看神迹，不是要相信神啊。
They only want to see miracles, but they are not willing to believe in God.
我们教会有很多神迹奇事，有的人得到神迹奇事感恩不尽，有的到后来还是离开的了。
And in our church, there are also many cases of us believers who actually saw miracles and are very grateful, but there are also many people who left the church after they saw miracles.
那主耶稣在世的时候，给三个人从死里复活。
And Lord Jesus Christ, when he was in the world, he resurrected three people from the dead.
有一个呢，超越一切的人的观念，就是有一个伯大尼呢，拉撒路死里复活。
And one of the cases that was beyond the understanding of any man present was Lazarus of Bethany.
他是死了四天以后，在坟墓里面，主耶稣叫他复活的。
Because Lazarus was dead for 4 long days, and that Lord Jesus resurrected him from the tomb.
连他的姐姐也说不可能了，已经烂掉了，不可能了。
Even the sister of Lazarus says that that is impossible because the body would have been deteriorated by now.
但是主耶稣真的叫他复活啊。
But yet, all things are possible for Jesus Christ.
他从坟墓走出来还是那个尸体的那个打扮啊。
And that when Lazarus resurrected from the dead, he was also in the form of the dead flesh.
在场的人有很多神，也有神学家，很多犹太人都看到啊。
And that a lot of the people present, including the theologians and the Jewish people, they saw with their own eyes.
我们请看约翰福音书一章四十七节。
Let's turn to John 11.
四十七节
Verse 47 and verse 48. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What shall we do? For this man works many signs. Verse 48. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation.
这些神学家在办理犹太教很重要职务的这些人呢，也证明耶稣确实行了很多的神迹。
So over here we see how this religious authority who sits in the council, they also testify of the signs that Jesus Christ has worked.
他们把宗教跟真主扯在一起啊。
But however, because they mix politics and religion together,
他们把自己的行政权力、宗教权力各方面呢，都想要更兴旺、更大的这种权力。
And that they are the ones who sit in their seat of authority, and that they want to expand their religious kingdom.
所以他们就策划要除掉耶稣。
And because of this political reason, they want to have plans in order to kill Jesus Christ.
这种宗教人士你相信吗
？So can you believe in such a kind of religious authority？
这叫做宗教的黑暗面。
In fact, what they are doing is the dark side of religious authority.
那拉撒路从死里复活，很多人有的看见了就相信耶稣。
And a lot of them, when they saw the resurrection of Lazarus, many people believed.
请看十二章，约翰十二章九节到十一节。
Let's look at John chapter 9,
九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to verse 11. Verse 9, Then a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they may also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 10. But the chief priests took counsel that they might also put Lazarus to death. 11, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus.
宗教界的黑暗面啊, 你看这一段就真的让人很伤心啊。
So if you see this dark side of Judaism, it is very sad.
拉撒路他死了很多人，他们乡亲很多人都知道。
Because Lazarus was well known by many of the people in his community.
那他复活了，也有很多乡亲、很多宗教界、犹太教的人都认识啊，都知道。
And so therefore, when he resurrected, many people in his community, including the religious figures, they all came to know of this great miracle.
有的谦卑的人、细心的人就信耶稣啊。
And many people who have a humble spirit, they came to believe.
但是呢，大多数不相信。
But however, there are also many people who do not believe.
要把这个证据湮灭掉啊。
And they want to actually abolish this evidence.
这是当时主耶稣在世传道的时候一种真正的这种现象，真的让人看了很悲哀啊。
So that was the true political struggle that happens in the days of Jesus Christ.
那对现在在宗教界啊，是一个很大的讽刺啊。
And this actually is a great insult to the authority of the religion.
那对圣经的这个道理啊，我们对圣经的道理要抱什么态度呢？
So, however, on behalf of our attitude towards the Bible, what should we do?
如果跟法利赛人、文士、这些宗教界、祭司长这些人的态度一样。
If we were to have the same attitude as that of the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees of their days,
为了自己的兴旺，为了自己的权力更大，来否认别人、抵挡别人，这个就跟他们差不多啊。
And if we were to hold on to our political authority, and then we were to deny all the truth that other people have done,
所以当传道人，当 这些教会负责人是非常好，但是也是非常危险的。So
if we apply this teaching to our days today, it is very good that today if you sit in the church council, but however, as a spiritual leader of the church, it can also be very dangerous for you.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第七章那边有提到说，奉他的名传福音、行神迹奇事，到后来主耶稣说不认识他们。
That is why Jesus reminded us in Matthew chapter 7 that, yes, today you may claim me as Lord, Lord, but if you do not do my will, I will not know you at all.
所以我们对圣经的这个态度怎么样，也建立我们跟神的这个关系是怎么样的。
Because today it is very important for us to have the right attitude towards the Bible, because that will also connect our attitude towards God, and there is a correlation between the two.
希伯来书第四章那边有提到说，我们一切啊跟神有关系的。
And in the book of Hebrews, it says that all things that pertain to God,
那就是我们怎样对待这个先知、先祖师跟摩西的话，怎样去接纳，这也决定我们跟神的关系会怎么样的。
Because it also depends upon how we actually accept the word of Moses and the prophets, and that will actually place a direct connection to our relationship with God.
神是慈爱的神。
Our God is a merciful God.
保罗在以弗所书第三章说，神的爱是无边的，真的很大。
And Paul says that the love of God is beyond limitations.
虽然是这样,
that even though it may be so,
但是呢, 在信仰上我们应该要接纳的就要接纳，不要只靠着神是慈爱的，神是慈爱的，没有问题，不要这样。
But however, we could not just stop at the point just saying that God is love, and that we do not go beyond that to study in the truth.
虚心接纳很重要。
It is very important for us to accept the word of God with humility.
那么有关先知的话，也就是我们现在一些传福音的人所说的话。
And that in terms of the words of the prophets, it also referred to their messages.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
20节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. Do not despise prophecies.
传道人保罗在这边说, 不要藐视先知的讲论。
Here, Paul says that we should not despise the prophecies coming from the prophets.
先知的讲论, 你可以去, 分辨, 对或者不对。
But it is important for us to discern the prophecies of the prophets, that is whether they are true or false.
讲台上的这些话, 你可以分辨, 像我讲的到底对不对, 你可以分辨, 没有关系, 哦, 如果有疑问可以来, 可以来问。
And that the sermon that comes from the pulpit, you should also discern whether it is true or false. If you have any questions, you can always direct the question to the preacher.
有些是给大家做参考的, 有些是一种启示, 但是不要照章全收了，不要做一个无足之民呐。
And that is to say, in terms of the whole content of the sermon, some of them is for your reference, some of them could be revelation from God. But however, you always need to discern the entire content of the sermon for your sake.
就讲道是非常重要。And
true enough, sermons are very important.
讲者跟听者都非常重要。
And the sermon speaker and the congregation, the speaker and the listener are also very important.
请看哥林多前书14章第3节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 14.
哥林多前书14章第3节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
我们这些讲道的人是对人讲的。
The sermon speaker speak the sermon to the audience.
为了造就灵性上的造就。
In order to edify the congregation.
要安慰劝勉人。
And also to give exhortation and to give comfort to men.
再看第一节。
Let's also look at verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
我们要追求爱心。
We must pursue love.
但是也更要, 切慕属灵的恩赐, 就是讲道的恩赐。
But we must also desire spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of speaking.
会讲道的不多啊。
Especially the gifts of giving sermons, and there are not many of us.
有的人会乱盖很多, 好像说道理其实不是啊。
You can see many people who seem to be very good at telling stories, but you know that it is not a sermon.
像我们当传道者是正规的受训专业的, 但是我们还不敢说我讲的百分之百都很完美, 不敢啊。
Even though the preachers, they have gone through theological schools and training, even the preachers themselves cannot claim that they have 100% of the truth in their sermon.
神学上的这些, 属灵的知识有些是借着圣经的道理有些是借着属灵的经验各方面都有。
Because we know that the interpretations of the theologians, a lot of them comes from their own personal study of the Bible, but also their own personal experience of God.
像在台湾的传道者很有福气，因为教会很多，那传道者经常 调来调去，所以有的人一辈子他注目过很多的教会，所以他的经验就很丰富。
And for the preachers who reside in Taiwan, they are very blessed because they have the opportunity to be stationed in so many various churches all across the island of Taiwan. And because of the various churches, they will glean a lot of experiences.
有一些呢, 不常有的事情啊, 那因为教会弟兄姐妹很多啊, 往往有发生一件就能够让这些传道人知道。
And sometimes a lot of the rare events that happens, and because of the church community, they will allow the preacher to get to know of it.
像有一个姊妹啊，她的妈妈要去世之前啊，已经很老，很不好看。
And for example, there was a certain sister, her mother was passing away, but prior to her death, she was not looking good in her countenance.
那她就相信她妈妈上天国啊。
So therefore, this sister thought that her mother has gone to heaven.
但是她还是不开心，很难过。
But yet she still was very upset.
她就祷告说，主啊，我妈妈这么难看到天国还是这么模样，还是不太好。
And she prayed to God saying that, look, my mom, she's not good looking, and she went to heaven with this kind of bad looks. It is really not good.
那有一天主耶稣让她在异梦中看到她妈妈。
And then one day, Lord Jesus gave her a vision, a dream, that she saw her mother in the dream.
就是她妈妈年轻的时候的模样啊。
That she actually saw her mother in the vision, in the dream, that the mom was back to herself in her younger days.
非常好看啊。
And she was very good looking.
后来她醒过来。
Then when she woke up from the dream,
哎，我妈妈去天国不是死去的那时候的模样啊。
Then she realized that now that my mom has passed on and live in heaven, she was not having the looks of her old age.
但是也不一定是我们现在年轻或者什么时候的最帅的时候模样，也不一定。
But of course, it does not mean that when you're in heaven, you're the most prettiest looking.
主耶稣说是跟天使一样啊。
Because Jesus says that you will become like angels.
那我们彼此之间也是会认识的啊，你在世间扮演谁啊，都可以了解了。
And that all of us will actually acknowledge each other and realize what roles we play while we are in this world and how we are all related to one another.
彼此会认识，但是呢，啊，没有我们世界上这个肉体上的这种感情那种感受了。
And we will all recognize each other in heaven, but however, we are no longer bound by all the worldly or the fleshly relationships.
都是进入在灵界方面有一些我们现在没有办法讲得很清楚了。
Because we are all spiritual beings in heaven, and in that spiritual realm is really beyond our physical understanding today.
不过在教会里面呢，啊，先知的话很重要。
But however, in the church today, the words of the prophets are very important.
我们请看十九节，哥林多前书14:19。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
14:19。
1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 19. Yet in the church, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in the tongue.
这里提到这个祷告说方言的事情。
Over here it talks about prayers and also speaking in tongues.
我们教会很注重灵言祷告。
In our church, we pay great emphasis upon speaking in tongues.
但悟性祷告比较少。
And we actually do not pray in understanding that much.
但悟性祷告就等于我们在讲道一样。
Because speaking in understanding or prayers in understanding is just like giving a sermon.
我们悟性祷告经常会变成在讲道，不是在祷告。
A lot of times our prayers with understanding end up like a sermon.
但是悟性祷告目的是要造就人。
But however, prayers with understanding, the main goal is to edify the listeners.
但心是感谢神。
And the heart is full of gratitude towards God.
那这里说呢，说五句造就人的话，胜过说万句的灵言啊。
Here in verse 19, Paul says that he rather speak 5 words with his understanding than to teach with 10,000 words in tongues.
也可以说你讲到讲我们所能够听得懂的这些语言啊，非常重要。
Which is to say that it is very important for a message from a sermon to be related to the listeners.
如果你用灵言讲道，谁要听？听不懂。
Because if you were to speak a sermon in tongues, who can understand you?
所以教会啊，这个有讲道恩赐，这个很重要啊，要 要训练，要培养啊。
So therefore, in the church, it is very important to train the next generation of sermon speakers.
那有关我们对摩西跟先知的话，哦。
So therefore, regarding the words of Moses and the prophets,
懂啊，跟相信不一样。
Whether you know them and whether you believe them, there's a great difference.
有的懂得很多，那就是不没有信心接纳。
Some people, they may actually know many words of the Bible, but they do not have the faith to come to believe.
请看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke 24.
路加福音二十四章二十五节到二十七节。
Luke chapter 24.
二十五节到二十七节。
Verse 25 to verse 27. Verse 25, then he said to them, Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Verse 26. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
耶稣的门徒听耶稣讲的道理听了很多啊。
Here we see how the disciple of Jesus, they have heard so much teachings from Lord Jesus.
但是有些他们还是半信半疑，信得太迟钝了。
But yet still, they are so foolish and slow of heart, they cannot understand.
那有关先知摩西这些话，有关主耶稣的预言，他们还是一知半解啊。
And regarding the prophecies from the prophets that were spoken, it was still beyond their understanding.
因为他们所了解的弥赛亚基督要来，就是要建立王国，就是正柱上的王国啊。
Because the Jewish people have a preconceived idea that the coming Messiah is to become a political figure, that of a king reigning over them.
所以好几次就要推主耶稣出来做王啊，这个观念已经差得太多了。
That is why many times they want to exalt Lord Jesus Christ to become the king of the nation.
跟随主耶稣那么久，到主耶稣从死里复活，但是还是有一些不太了解。
And these disciples have followed Jesus Christ for so long, right till the point of his resurrection, but yet they still do not understand his teachings.
信得太迟钝了。
And over here it says that they are so slow of heart.To believe.
我们再看三十二节。
And let's look at verse 32. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
主耶稣复活以后对这两个门徒啊讲解圣经啊，虽然时间很短暂啊，但是他们了解的程度啊比过去几年还好啊。
And over here we see how after Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected and after he expounded the scriptures to them, they were able to receive it right away.
那这些呢都可以给我们做参考。
So all these are teachings that we can pay reference to.
我们教会的传道人是很重要。
And the preachers of our church today, they are very important.
这是古代以色列民族他们国家里面的先知。
Because they are likened to the prophets during the days of the Israelites.
有一个先知非常有能力啊，他死的时候啊，国王非常伤心啊。
And there was one such prophet, who has great, spiritual might and power. And when he died, the king of his days was very sad.
这个当时的先知，有些国王都认为呢，先知就是国家的战车战马。
Because a lot of the kings in the history, they believed that the prophets were actually the commandment.
可以维护国家的。
They were actually holding the commandment over the warriors of those days.
所以逼迫先知啊，到后来这个国家会灭亡。
And so therefore, since they are the commander-in-chief, if anyone were to persecute these prophets, then they will be doomed.
北朝的以色列国啊，灭亡的比较快，就是因为逼迫先知太厉害。
And the northern kingdom of Israel, they perished quickly because they persecuted their prophets.
那南朝的犹大国后来灭亡，也是同样逼迫先知啊。
And the southern kingdom of Judah in the end also perished because they turned around and persecuted their prophets.
请看何西阿书12章13节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
12章13节。
Hosea 12, verse 13. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved.
神的选民是靠先知来保存的。
Here it says that the chosen people of God are actually being preserved by their prophets.
所以 我们教会传道人如果很少啊，这个教会要兴旺很困难。
So in token of the application for today, if a church lacks in preachers, it is very difficult for the church to flourish and expand.
有时候我们教会会主张案例很多的长族，长族跟传道是不一样的啦。
And sometimes we find churches who actually are in support of ordaining many ministers, but yet these lay ministers are different from the full-time preachers.
所以教会要发展了，这个传道人是很重要的。Because
in order for the church to flourish and expand, full-time preachers play a very important role.
但是不是靠多数的这个先知啊。But
however, again, it is not by the number or by the volume of prophets that we are talking about.
以色列王亚哈的时候， 他所训练的先知啊，好几百个啊。And
during the reign of King Aha, we see how the king trained up many prophets.
但是呢，这些先知啊，不好听，叫做假先知啊。But
however, these prophets are actually false prophets.
那还有一些不是假先知，但是他就看势力比较强，就靠过去做一种先知也有。
And then we see that there are also those prophets who are double-minded. They will take support on the stronger political side.
那主耶稣在世的时候也曾经提醒说，他要再来之前啊，会出现很多的假基督、假先知啊。And
Lord Jesus Christ also gave us a reminder that in the last days, many false prophets will arise.
啊，这个是在马太福音24章有记载。
And as recorded in Matthew chapter 24.
这些假先知也会显神迹啊，都好像潜能很大的。And
these false prophets, they are also able to perform miracles, and it seems that they have great power.
所以主看神迹啊，看他有能力啊，这个不标准啊。So
therefore, it is not right to just focus on the prophet's ability to perform miracles.
所以我们听道者呢，要有分辨的这种知识啊。
Which means that as listeners, as members of the congregation, we must have the ability to discern the words from the pulpit.
不要说啊，传道说这是魔鬼，这是天使，就照章说，不要这样。
And do not be spoon-fed by the preacher saying that this is the angel or this is the prophet, and you just follow suit.
本身要有这种知识啊。
But rather, you yourself must study the Bible so that you can discern with the Word of God.
所以有关主耶稣所说的这个财主跟拉撒勒的故事呢，我就讲到这里。And
so therefore, regarding this parable of the rich man and the Lazarus, this is what we will touch upon for today.
因为这种今生跟来世的道理啊，非常重要。Because
the truth pertaining to the present and the future is very important.
在下个安息又安排我领会，我这个主题先讲出来。And
so in the upcoming Sabbath, when I'm being scheduled for sermons, I will touch upon this topic again.
我要讲神国的护照。And
I'm going to talk about the passport to heaven.
现在请唱赞美诗195首。
So now let's sing hymn 195.